find out what plane we're talking about and where the fuck it is.
I've queried Andrews, sir. No response so far.
Wilson restrained himself from jumping over the desk and throttling the captain. It's not his fault, he told himself. Think of your blood pressure. Remember, you've got a physical coming up Monday morning. It's not his fault. But he growled, "You're supposed to be the intelligence officer." The Pentagon, Situation Room. General Shive's minicomputer chimed with the ding-dong melody of Big Ben. It sounded like a munchkin version of the London clock's sonorous tones. Shive hurried from the newly refilled coffee cart to his chair at the conference table. One of his aides from his office in the Pentagon was on the notebook's miniature screen, a frown of concern etching lines between his brows. "What's up, Lieutenant?" Shive asked, his own face tightening worriedly.
"Can we go to scramble, sir?"
Shive nodded. "Do it." The computer screen broke into a hash of colored streaks until Shive tapped the password code on his keyboard. The lieutenant's worried face took form again.
"Message incoming from Misawa, sir. Marked urgent."
Misawa Air Force Base, Shive knew, in northern Japan. "Let's see it." The lean, angular face of a captain replaced Shive's aide. The man looked more puzzled than concerned.
"We have a KC-135 asking for landing clearance here. They say they're on a refueling mission but have developed engine trouble. Somebody needs to tell the plane they're supposed to be refueling that the rendezvous is going to be late, but we have no information on what plane that might be or where it is."
Shive sank back in his chair. The timeline hack on the bottom of the screen showed that the message had been sent nearly 2 hours earlier. He closed his eyes and suppressed the urge to rip out his aide's intestines. 2 hours to replay an urgent message to me, Shive raged inwardly. Then he remembered that the commercial commsats were out and the military satellites were overloaded with traffic. The Able One mission was classified top secret, need to know. Neither the tanker crew nor the base at Misawa knew what the hell was going on. He sensed someone standing behind his chair. Turning slightly, he saw that it was Zuri Coggins.
"Is that going to ruin the mission?" she asked.
"Could be," said Shive.
"What can I do to help?"
"Get me real-time comm links with that tanker, with the base commander at Misawa, and with Able One. We're tripping over ourselves with the damn security regs."
She nodded. "I'll call my office."
General Higgins came up looking bleary-eyed and tired of the situation.
"There goes your laser, Brad," said Higgins. "Looks like we'll have to depend on the Aegis ships and the missile batteries in Alaska."
"I'm not giving up on Able One, sir," Shive said tightly. Down at the end of the table, Michael Jamil watched the tense little mini-drama going on around General Shive.
"Let them play their games," Jamil said to himself. "What's important is to find out who's behind this crisis. Why have they knocked out the satellites? What do they want?" Again and again, Jamil had played out every possible scenario he could think of in his mind. He didn't need computers. He knew the players and their tactics. But none of this made sense. Why knock out the satellites? Why keep those two additional missiles on their pads when they know that regular troops are rushing from Pyongyang to their launching site? It's been more than 2 hours since they set off the bomb in orbit. Why are they waiting to launch those other two missiles? Every scenario he ran through his mind ended in the same way. They're going to try to kill the president. They're going to hit San Francisco,